Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to go into the archives here. I have been looking forward to this one. This one, I had forgotten about it until I unearthed it. And we decided this week that for Into the Archives, we were going to celebrate competitive eaters, since you just had the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Saturday, 4th of July, and Joey Chestnut won again, and Mickey Sudo won in the female division. But we've had a number of competitive eaters on the show, me and Crowder. This one, we've never had on the show, Kobayashi, but we have a loose affiliation with him and the show. And I'll explain to you what it is here. Play the big open for Into the Archives, Solandria. His openness is going to be as long as your ride up to Lockhart Stadium. Longer.
What we're going to do right here is go back. What we're going to do right here is go
God,
back.
I'm so tired of this thing.
Go back.
Just, this is like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, I love Stairway to Heaven, though.
All right, so Into the Archives, so we're celebrating competitive eaters, and we've had on the show, me and Crowder, we've had Mickey Sudo and Joey Chestnut and Badlands Booker, George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating. We've never had Kobayashi on the show before, and you'll understand why after we play this. So this is great. Bam Adebayo was having a hamburger eating contest with Kobayashi at a BurgerFi in Miami. I think, if I remember correctly, do you remember this, Solana? I think Bam Adebayo ate one hamburger, I think.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, he didn't realize.
For him, just, it was just dinner.
Right, but he didn't. I don't think he realized how good Kobayashi was at eating. And all of a sudden, he looks over, and, like, Kobayashi's got, like, you know, 17 hamburgers stacked up, puts them all in his mouth, and they're gone. And so Bam, I think, tapped out after one hamburger. But anyway, Ira Winderman, who covers the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel, he went to this hamburger eating contest, and he was going to talk with Bam, obviously, and then he was going to have a little interview with Kobayashi. Kobayashi did not speak very much English, but the delightful thing, and you'll hear it here, the delightful thing about this is Ira kind of takes off his Sun Sentinel hat and just becomes a Hockman and Crowder correspondent, which is not what Ira Winderman wanted to do with his life. But he was a team player for me and Crowder on this one. So here it is. I think I'm doing the show here with Crowder. This is like the first or second segment. I'm late getting to the show, by the way. There was bad traffic. Ryan McGuire was very angry. No, I think this was during the Len days, as Dono knows. Hey-o! I was late to the show, but I was just so happy that Ira had done this for us with Kobayashi. Let's play this. A couple hours before the show started, before I got caught in traffic, I got a delightful phone call from Ira Winderman, who is just a great friend of the program. He is able to talk everything about sports. Now, he, today, was covering the hamburger eating contest between Bam Adebayo and Kobayashi. Kobayashi, we know, he was the hot dog eating champion for many, many years until Joey Chestnut unseated him, and then he's no longer on the Major League Eating circuit. We have George Shea on all the time. But anyway, down in Miami at BurgerFi, this was a fundraiser, Bam Adebayo from the Heat was challenging Kobayashi in a hamburger eating contest. And Ira went down and covered it for the Sun Sentinel. So I talked to him this morning before, and he says, yeah, I got to go do this, blah, blah, blah. Calls me after it's done. He goes, I am sending you exclusive audio. Do we have an exclusive audio sound? Anything that can, you know, connote? Even you could use our celebratory sound. You have our celebratory sound? This is worthy of celebration. No, no, you have a celebratory sound that you unveiled about a week ago. This is worthy of that. Because this is exclusive audio. I'm not lying to you. I want you to get your friends, your neighbors. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get everyone you know to tune into 790 The Ticket right now, because Ira Winderman interviewed Kobayashi, which this is interviewing Michael Jordan.
He did it seriously?
He did it seriously, yeah. This is Ira interviewing the Michael Jordan of competitive eating. Kobayashi, how many people have, you know, the one word recognizable names, right? Kanye,
Tiger, yeah,
Bron,
yeah,
and then, you know, Kobayashi.
No, you're right. Now,
I'm not kidding you. When you transcend a last name, then you're doing something right. So Ira Winderman, as a correspondent for the Hockman and Crowder show, this was nothing for the Sun Sentinel. This was literally only for us. Gets to talk with Kobayashi after he has defeated Bam Adebayo in this hamburger eating contest. Admittedly, there's a little bit of a communication issue because Kobayashi really doesn't speak English and Ira doesn't speak much Japanese.
Oh.
But beyond that, mm-hmm. I find this to be fascinating audio and the professionalism in which Ira conducts the interview and then tosses it back to the flagship station, Hockman and Crowder. This, to me, is worthy of that celebratory sound. So here is, earlier today, exclusive audio, Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel interviewing Kobayashi.
I just wanted to ask you, Kobayashi, your thoughts. Is being a competitive eater make you an athlete? Is this a sport?
No.
How so?
How so?
Talk about how you train.
Yes, before the competition, I drink a lot of water. Expand my stomach.
Stay in the stomach.
So that's part of it. Competing against an athlete like Bam Adebayo, you just said that size doesn't matter. How can such a small person as yourself eat so much food?
How? Because I train.
And what's training like for a competition like this? What do you do before you come out and eat burgers?
Expanding your stomach, right?
But I told you.
He told him.
And when you expand your stomach, I mean, what's that like? Can you feel that? What does that feel like?
It's kind of painful.
It is kind of painful, so. Is it painful after these competitions for you?
Not really. Before the competition, I'm so ready.
All right, thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much. For the Hockman and Crowder show, this is competitive eating correspondent Ira Winderman.
That's the only reason that I enjoy that entire clip. He got his news reporter hat on like he was working at Local 10, man. For your competitive eating update with Kobayashi, I'm Ira Winderman for the Hockman and Crowder show. And then Ira called me and goes, well, my career as a journalist is over.
Maybe send in a list of questions in advance.
I thought he handled it well. He wouldn't let Kobayashi off the hook. If
no.
he didn't get the answer he was looking for, he wouldn't let him off the hook.
Yeah, Kobayashi, real wordsmith.
I don't even think it's his second language.
I love that, man. That is so great. For Hockman and Crowder, your competitive eating correspondent, Ira Winderman. Ira right now is at home crying.
He made us happy.
For the Hockman and Crowder show, this is competitive eating correspondent, Ira Winderman.
I get such a kick out of hearing that because it is
so good.
Just not what Ira wants to be doing. The interview was terrible, but he just embraced being part of Hockman and Crowder. It was, oh my God, I absolutely love that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.